Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George. Come on, didn't let the music play very long today. Sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. How is everybody? Okay, let me go start the show off, and I say I have a caller, and I'll be with you in a couple minutes, but I set the show up a little bit. But before I do this, those in the United States of America, okay, all of us in the States, today is a midterm election. I voted yesterday. Well, that was kind of a cool way to do it. It's not like in the past where you have to go on election day and stand in long lines. I just got my ballot in the mail and walked it over to the place. Here in Colorado, we do that. I don't know about other states. In California, we didn't do that in the past. I don't know if you do now, but it was kind of cool. So you just drop it off, fill it out at home. You know, my son-in-law went, I think he spent like 2 hours researching every candidate. So, you know, you can do that at home and have your ballot. And it's kind of a cool way to do it and read about the propositions. I don't know other states do that. But back to the main point is today is election day. So go vote. If you haven't voted, you have time. And in some states, you can still register to vote. So do it. Do it. You know, I think I mentioned this yesterday, so I won't get into all the details about it. But when you vote, then you have the right to offer an opinion on the elected candidates. Some people say, well, yeah, but voting gives you that right. Voting says, you know what? I didn't vote for that person and I really don't like their policy. And I wish it would have been nice if this person was in office instead of that person. So voting gives you a little bit of that edge and saying, you know what? I don't really like these policies, that person that's been elected. So it gives you that right. And that's from my opinion, and I think it's really important. So if you're one who gets involved in what's going on in the country and has opinions, vote first before you express your opinions, okay? Okay, so we're going to talk to dead people today. That's our goal, is to see if we can communicate with some ancestors or other dead people. I always like to talk to famous people, too. So if there's a famous person specifically in your industry or your background or something that you're interested in, so they can give you advice on going forward in whatever your profession is. And I've talked about this. I've had friends who were certain type of artists and so forth where we connected with a master in that particular field and gave them advice on their work. Okay, think about that. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, I think the last one, well, musicians. I get a lot of musicians for some reason, though. The first ones I ever got was John Lennon way back when. And so that kind of sparked that interest. And there's some other people that I've picked up along the way, like the Robin Williamses and the Amy Winehouses and just to name a few, I guess. But they give opinions or they give their thoughts about their transition and what they let go of and advice on don't do this and don't do that, because I did this and it didn't work out for me and I wasted some of my time when I could have been doing, you know, amazing things in my life. So that's what we do. And so I'm going to take a caller. Well, and then I'm going to get into a couple articles, and I know you've been holding and I'll be with you in a minute. Apologize for this. But go away. 5 inspiring messages from your loved ones on the other side. Now, this is not exact messages, but these are themes of messages. I guess it's a good way of putting it, that they to us. And so we'll get into that. It's an interesting article. In my experience in working with dead people is pretty much same thing. Yeah, pretty much right on, same thing. And I'll talk about that in a little while. But if there's no other callers that want to talk to dead people, and we'll get into a couple articles on that. And then there's an article I have. It's kind of something I've talked about before, but it's just a reminder on how they communicate with us, how we know that our dead people are communicating with us, our ancestors, grandmothers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, great-uncles. You know, my daughter's been doing – well, I'll talk about that in a minute. Let me take the caller you've been holding. Got some ancestors I'd like to tap into that have gone for a long time. I'm sure they've reincarnated, but part of your essence stays, and part of that lifetime stays with you in the non-physical world. It's like you have this composite of all these lifetimes which make up you. Okay, let me take a call. It's a 415 area code. Let's see if anybody else wants to talk to you. So I'm going to be doing this a lot. So if you don't get me today on this subject, and if you listen to the show later, tune in or call me. Use my information in the episode information to contact me. Hello.
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 Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How is Anne today?
Good, thank you.
Good. So what's going on with Anne today?
Just doing laundry before I go to work.
Oh, how fun. What a fun project. Well, did you vote? I shouldn't ask you.
And
that
vote, time. Of course, yes. And I think it's exciting today of stories of record turnouts for voting.
Yeah, I've heard that. You know what I heard the other day, and we'll get into what your question is in a second, that I watched some of the news. I'm not big on news, especially local news. I'd rather watch national
mm-hmm.
things. And what they were
mm-hmm.
talking about just 2 days ago is that the early voting now is more than who voted in 2014, just in early voting.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, a lot of states. And did you know that in a lot of states, women are outnumbering men by a pretty good margin?
Yeah, and younger people, too, and millennials.
And people of color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what's going on with you?
Oh, if you're doing readings with dead people, I just...
I like that expression. I got that from that. Remember the movie Sixth Sense? I see dead people. I see dead people. Well,
right.
But it's a joke. A lot of it's humor because they're not really dead. They're just in a different form. Okay, grandmother, father's side. Is it grandmother or great-grandmother? One of those two on your father's side wants to give you a message.
Okay.
First name's Anne, right? Because I keep hearing Anne. Is that right? That's your name?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so what they're saying to you is Anne, or what she's saying to you is Anne. And I have no idea what this means, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. You can see if it applies to your life. Pick up the ball and run with it. It's kind of like somebody,
right.
It's like on a football field. It's not literal. It's symbolic.
I know
okay.
the term, yeah.
And so it's like the picture I see is somebody fumbled, and now you got to pick up the ball and run with it. I don't know what that means for you, but that's what I hear. Pick up the ball and run with it.
All right.
Because your life is meant to be much greater than it is right now. Greater in the sense of responsibilities that further other people's lives. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, I'm just giving you that message.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Sure.
We love you, being that your answers is what they're saying. We love you. And we congratulate you on the achievements that you have made to improve yourself and reduce the fear and stress in your life, which is going to continue to give you a long and happy life. Okay, so hopefully that's appropriate. Well, they love you.
Yes.
So they like you, the fact that you're reducing the fear and stress from your life, which is a good thing.
Yes, definitely.
And the other thing is, they just chatty today. Sometimes they just are really quick. Chatty is... Look forward to opportunities that we are presenting to you in the near future that will make your soul rejoice. Are you looking for anything? Are you looking for anything particular in your life? You're hoping to achieve something or get something from somewhere?
Well, definitely a career change. So I am looking for their signs. I'm looking for, what they say. Crumbs along the pathway.
Signposts on the road, bumper stickers,
yeah.
Whatever it is, right?
Can they say if they'll contact me in dreams, or if it'll be more like people I meet, or
all of the above.
Okay.
Synchronicity is the big word here. What I hear for you, synchronicity. You'll get those little nudges and you'll see something, you'll hear something. Mm-hmm. Do you watch television at all?
Yeah, I watch, you know, like Netflix and Amazon and all those kinds of shows.
Yeah, because it feels like you're going to see something on television in the near future that you'll go, okay, I get it. I get it.
Oh.
And it could be a documentary versus a drama, okay?
Yeah.
I
watch those.
I feel a lot of you'll just kind of scan the documentaries and one's going to just leap out at you. And I got to watch that because I think it's going to help me. Okay. So kind of feel what documentaries that you go through the screen. You know, you ever do that? You look at Netflix, you go documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that one. Nah,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to try that one.
Scroll.
Give you one. They'll nudge you on one that'll be valuable to you in the near future. Yeah. So there's some great, HBO has some great ones too, if you ever watch that. So,
yeah.
Okay. So that's your message. Enjoy it. Have
fun.
Thank
you. Okay.
Hey, and thank you for voting.
So much. Oh, yeah.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
I see. I don't say vote for this or that. That's not cool because most people have voted. Most, you know, you get all these political ads, and it's really funny because I think most people have an idea of who they're and what they're going to vote for. Now, in propositions here in Colorado, we had something that was just like, you got to read the whole thing to kind of get the sense of what are they trying to do, right? You know, what kind of tax, you know, it's like people recoil at taxes, right? And then we had one in our proposition that would raise a certain tax, and it was all about wildlife and trails and hiking places. And I go, oh yeah, I'm willing to jump on that one. That one's something I'm really into. So, you know, sometimes you have to go, yeah, I don't mind a little bit more spending a little money to be able to have a hiking trail, the areas I want to go to, or a bike trail. Okay, so, but you have to read through them sometimes, because when it starts to get about, oh, we're going to raise money, you're going, but there's some good causes out there. And, you know, and anything that helps schools that goes to the teachers and the students and not the administrators, that's, I'm all on board for that. You know, well, the superintendent wants a raise. Nah, wait a minute. Let's get that money to the teachers, right? Okay, that's my opinion. So I got a caller, 313. We're back to dead people.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Whom am I speaking to?
Surreal.
Sherelle.
Yes.
What's going on?
When would I hear from Sam?
I don't know. Let me ask your grandfather, great-grandfather on your mother's side. Okay? That's who I'm getting. I'm talking to dead people. I'm getting messages from dead people. So if they have something for you, I'll give you. If they don't have something, they'll just tell you, drop it. You know what I mean?
Right.
They can be very blunt, and I like that about the non-physical entities, the ancestors. Okay, so what does he say to you about this whole thing about – who is the name again?
Huh?
Who is the name of the person you want to get a message from, the person you want to contact you, the gentleman you want to meet or talk to? Who is he? What's his name again?
Sam.
Like Sam I am?
Yes. Yeah.
Green eggs and Sam. No. Okay. So what are they saying to you?
When would I hear from them?
When you feel least, and it feels like it's in the, I think they're indicating when you least expect it in the near future, just when you put him out of your mind completely and get busy, you're going to hear from him, and it could be in the really near future, in days, hours. But it's like the advice. It's more advice than actual time frame, but it feels like they're trying to indicate very near future, but completely put him out of your mind. Don't think about it. Do something else, and you'll hear from him. Okay?
All right. It's hard, but okay.
Well, see, because you're trying to pull him forward, and see, when you think about him, you're not thinking happy, joyous thoughts, right? Or you're not thinking, wow, wonderful thoughts.
I am.
Thinking,
I'm just fantasizing. No, I'm fantasizing.
But you're feeling also a little frustrated, right?
I am. Yes,
so
I'm
rid of that. So get rid of the frustration part of it and just focus on, if you're going to think about him, think about having fun with him. Think about things that you would do are fun. Okay. Fun to you, whatever fun is. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I got you. All right.
But eliminate the frustration and that'll pull him in. Okay.
All right.
Be well. Be well.
You too.
That's interesting. I like that. That was a kind of a cool message when you finally kind of just let it go. You know, that's the law of attraction. Sometimes you have to ask the universe or God or whatever you say, oh, I want this to happen in my life. And you just have to let it go. You just kind of release it and go, okay, you bring it to me. You know, it's the God how. That's the how part. How is this going to happen? Well, that's the God job. How is there not God job? Not your job. They're God's job. How something's going to happen or come to you is you need to release it and take action when you're given the message. When that little thing that comes to you and goes, I should be doing this. Okay, that's my message. Sorry, my throat's a little. Water. I needed water. Give me water. Okay, so we're having fun. So anybody else out there in the whatever land of there is, the non-physical world, I've had some opportunities to, in therapeutic hypnotherapy meditation, it's not really a therapeutic meditation, if you're interested in this sort of thing, because I love to do this, take people on journeys. And you can meet people. You can meet people in this process. Meet people from the non-physical world. And I really do believe... And we're going to get into an article in a minute. Was it going to let my spirit guides talk to you? Yes. Well, let them talk to you about this subject, and I'll go away. In my spirit group, the Sarah group, teachers, my teachers, our teachers, they're all our teachers. They're not just me, okay? They're not just mine. No, not at all. Okay, so I'm going to go away and let them talk to you for a minute on this particular subject, I think. Our first message is really more simple than that. It's not complex. It's just love yourself. Find ways to love yourself. You know, you live in a stressful world, in a world that sometimes seems to be very chaotic and you know, unsure and fear-based and all those negative things in your world. What we recommend that you do is love yourself. If you want to connect with your ancestors, love yourself. Feel good. You feel connected. Feel loved. Feel inspired. Feel in a really good place in your life. Feel like you're accomplishing something. You know, what's that expression we hear all the time from you folks? And it's fake it till you make it. So just find things that feel good. Now, George mentioned something about a meditation where you can go there. And yeah, you can. A meditation will take you to meet your ancestors. And we would indicate, and we were going to start to let George do this on his own, but we'll jump in here and say, if you start to do this process through meditation of meeting your ancestors or meeting the non-physical ones, and there's a really nice process in doing that. Maybe we should do that for you sometime, is take you on that journey, that meditation that takes you there. So if you want an individual one, there's ways of doing that too. But taking you there to a place where you can meet your ancestors. And once you go there, it's like creating a pattern, creating a ritual. Once you learn how to do it, once you get into a rhythm of, okay, this is my process, this is where I go, this is how I meet my ancestors, and they'll come forward to you and they'll talk to you, and you get it deep into a meditation. Now you can use different types of meditation, but you need to get fairly deep into the subconscious mind. You have to get below the ego, below the, and actually into the theta state of mind waves to reach this place, but it's not that hard. You can all do it. Every one of you, you go there all the time, but you don't know you go there. You go there. So we'll help you do that if you're interested, because it's something you can do to attract and bring to you and meet with those who have passed and get messages in different ways, depending on your learning ability. Maybe they'll show you something. Maybe they'll give you some words. Maybe they'll write something out for you. Maybe that you'll get a feeling or a sense of, oh yeah, that feels right. Then they'll present some ideas, and whatever feels right to you, you'll hang on to. But just the fact that you can be in their presence and feel them around you and get messages in some way or another can be really strengthening and lifting your heart up and give you purpose, give you direction. That's what you want, don't you? Do you ever feel lost as humans? Do you ever feel lost? like you don't know where you're going to go. But, okay, you can get direction. Ask. Ask and it is given. We'll show you how. Okay, that's really our message today, is there is a way for you on a regular basis to create a pattern of returning to on a regular basis so that you can connect with non-physical entities. Now, it could be spirit teachers, but obviously we're talking about those ancestors, those relatives who are passed, or maybe there is even a famous, well-known person, we'll use the word well-known person, who accomplished a lot on your planet that you want to connect with that might help you with your job or your career or your creative abilities. So try that. We'll help you. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Ooh, I have time. What happened? I thought I used all my time up. Good. It was only a brief message today. Sometimes they talk for 15 minutes. Sometimes they talk for five. One of these days, okay, well, let's get into this article. One of these days, I will do a video that will help you with these things. But, you know, I'm just kind of like, okay, one of these days. I'm procrastinating, right? Okay. If you're always love somebody, tell them so. Now, the perspective on this article is these are messages from the non-physical world, and they're giving the messages to a human, saying to the human, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. This is we recommended you. I you know, they don't tell you exactly. They give you an idea, and they go from that idea, you can bounce off and go, okay, I'll do it. So if you always love someone, tell them so. One of the most common themes in readings is your loved ones. Now, this is from a medium, and her name is, I'll go back here a little bit. And what is her name? Amanda Meter. Okay, so if you want to look her up online, this is about 3 years old. So I'm sure she's still out there. Amanda Meter, M-E-D-E-R, psychic medium. Ooh, sounds impressive, huh? Psychic medium. I'm just an intuitive. I'm a trans channel. I just channel messages. I don't consider, that's just my little, I guess you would say, what is your title? Trans channel. Okay. If you realize you love someone right in this moment, say it 1,000 times. And whenever you feel it, the person you love and care for doesn't know unless you tell them. Now, this is kind of a message from the non-physical world to the physical world that's been repeated over and over again. So if that's your message, so if you want to get a message, that's what they do. Now, I get that a lot. I get all that sort of message all the time. So let's go on to the next one. If they're the non-verbal, and it also mentions in here, what about a hug? Just give somebody a hug. Give somebody a hug. You don't have to say a lot of words. A hug is transmitting love. It's transmitting oxytocin. Oxytocin is that warm emotional chemistry in your body, which is good for your heart. I was reading something about oxytocin, you know, the values of hugs and looking in somebody's eyes and seeing them. And from an idea of what certain chemicals do in your body and what you produce, especially in that sort of thing, is it can produce healing. Oxytocin can help stimulate cellular growth. Okay. Word skips me right this moment, but it's a word, you know, it's like those genes. Okay. It can stimulate the growth of genes that are healing through oxytocin that's in your body. So it's cool. Hug somebody, look in their eyes, say, I love you. Even do that with your pets, your dog. Nah, I don't know about cats. They say that cats don't respond as well as dogs. But if you give your dog a love and look in their eyes, you release oxytocin in you and you release oxytocin in them. And the physical benefit, believe it or not, is it takes the stem cells in your body and creates the effect of healing. Now, stem cells are nothing more. In the best description I've heard of a stem cell, it's like a flower without the head on the flower. Stem cells are kind of neutral. And then when you activate those stem cells to do a certain things like the heart or the liver or certain growth hormones, that head grows, which affects that particular organ of the body. Okay, so activate those stem cells. Use oxytocin. And I'll give you the author's name that I've been reading, David R. Hamilton, PhD. And his background is in pharmaceuticals, David R. Hamilton, if you want to look up, he's from Scotland, developing drugs for heart and other organs of the body. But then he flipped into and understood that there's a real power in the placebo effect. So the more he researched it, the more he studied it, he realized, wow, that you really create these things within your body. Did you know? And I'm going on and on about this because I think it's a beautiful thing, that your body, if focused, and your mind focused, actually creates the artificial opiates, which can help you to heal, can help you to reduce pain within your body. So expressing love to somebody else is amazing for you physically and emotionally and spiritually. If you feel something strongly, whether it be sadness, nervousness, or joy, say it out loud. It's an interesting message from non-physical, right? One of the main causes of illness and isolation among our loved ones coming through in readings is that they always kept their feelings locked up inside. Do you keep your feelings locked up inside? I don't know. I don't. Okay? I don't. I think, well, that's but that emotion. So let things out. Let your feelings out. Express your feelings. I'm always thinking about this movie, Analyze This, with Robert De Niro and Billy Crystal. Well, you know, express your feelings. Do something. Hit a pillow. And he pulls a gun out and shoots the pillow. Boom, 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 boom. I feel much better. I express my feelings. Okay, that's a joke. That was funny. But express your feelings. Don't depress people with your feelings, though. That's the big thing. Don't depress people with your feelings. Get a little bit of release and then go about and be loving and kind and gentle and showing loving kindness. Quit being stubborn. Apologize. That's a good message from the non-physical world. Stop being so stubborn. Apologize. You know, even if you don't feel like you need to, you should apologize. Now, there's that great joke about The most important thing that men can learn when they get married is, you're right, dear. You're right. You're right, dear. I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it to do it that way. So you want to keep a happy relationship going? Yeah, accept that perhaps you made a mistake. Okay, or they made a mistake. They're human. They did something that maybe they didn't even intentionally mean to do, but they did it. And don't let that fester inside you. So apologize. Okay, the next one is worry less. So that's pretty obvious. Find things that feel good. The law of attraction will always say, find things that feel good. Feel good. Worry less. And worry less is, we're back to this, you know, the law of attraction, these principles. Turn them over to God. Turn all your problems over to God or the universe or spirit. I call it source. Just turn them over and say, okay, if you really build trust in the universe, God, source, have great trust. You won't worry because you know it's done. It's complete. The problem solved. Okay, problem solved. Okay, so let's see the fifth one real quick. Focus on yourself for once. You know, we're givers, but focus on yourself. Do things for yourself. Take time to honor yourself. Do those little things, you know, that you feel are really important. Have that food that you love, right? You know, go out and do things, you know, get that haircut, walk in the water, whatever it is, just do nice things for yourself. Okay, that's the main point of this article. So think about it. That's what dead people want you to know. Those on the non-physical, some of the things, right? Okay, so we're almost out of time. So let me go back to what my spirit guide said, or spirit teachers, I should say. I'm trying to remind myself to say spirit teachers. They're teachers. They're here to teach us and help us to teach us. Teachers just give us information to do something with it. They point us in a direction, and then we got to go do it, right? We got to learn something. Oh, here's the book. Read this book. You'll learn something, right? Teachers. So I love you guys. So if you want my spirit teachers to give you a meditation that helps you connect with your non-physical relatives or a famous person, contact me. Love to do that. They would love to do that. So have a beautiful day. Thank you for listening. Bye now.